Muhammad Abdullah, a member of the volunteer youth group in Mayo, says at least 46 people, including women and children, were killed and 113 others injured during an airstrike believed to have been carried out by the Sudan Armed Forces on Sunday. Abdullah told VOA that the incident scared civilians in the area, adding that the drone attack resulted into a humanitarian disaster.
There was an airstrike around 7:15 p.m., which caused panic among local civilians, including those who were far away from the spot. This market is highly populated with civilians, and the attack caused huge humanitarian disaster.
Eyewitnesses say Goro Market, known for hosting huge numbers of the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF troops, and serves as a trading center for looted goods from the neighborhoods in eastern Khartoum. Abdullah accuses the Sudan Armed Forces of carrying out the attack. He says there was poor rescue response after the attack.
People were forced to take the wounded people and carry them on donkeys and tuk-tuk because there was no ambulance available. It was a hard time for the wounded, relatives and medical volunteers at Bashir Hospital as well.
The RSF issued a statement on its Twitter account accusing the army of bombing the area. A statement issued by Brigadier General Nabil Abdullah, a spokesperson of the Sudan Armed Forces, accused what he called rebel malicious media for disseminating misleading false claims that the Sudan Armed Forces killed civilians. The military spokesperson says airstrikes are directed solely at rebel gatherings, locations, and bases recognized as legitimate military targets. Nabil says RSF is using residential neighborhoods as human shields.
The militia group is known for terrorizing civilians and forcing them to vacate the houses, either for looting purposes or the intent to use it for their military operations.
A group of Sudanese advocates, locally known as emergency lawyers, condemned the incident perpetrated by both sides in the Sudanese conflict. The group described the drone attack as inhuman actions and crimes against defenseless civilians. The United Nations reported that about 5.1 million people have been displaced inside and outside Sudan due to the conflict between the Sudan Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces that erupted since April 15th. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.